We're good.
Stop.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to the next episode of Love Your Digs, where we try really hard to bring the resources, the experts, the tips, and the platforms that will help you love your digs more. And that's whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're a home dweller. Today, we are talking to Michelle Vieira. She is a certified professional organizer, and she's going to help us with a really common problem where you might not be living in the place you want to be living in or the way you want to be living, and it's because you are frozen by the weight of all your stuff. And we hear that all the time. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Super excited to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
That's awesome. I'm also here with my co-host, Karin Hoffman.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Karin. She said, you forgot about me. It's like, no, I could never forget about you,
Karin. I'm here.
Yeah, right. So, Karin, would you consider yourself to be an organized person?
No. But my husband did mention that I am way more organized now than when I met him, because when he met me, he came into my apartment and my bedroom, the closet basically had nothing in it because all the clothes were on the floor in my bedroom. Okay. So I am way more organized now than 15 years ago.
Okay. But sounds to me like there's some room for you.
Yes. There's room for growth and room for organization.
And I, on the other hand, am an inattentive neatnik freak. So there you go. I love nothing more than matching plastic containers with matching labels on them. So I'm kind of weird that way. That gives Karin highs. So okay. Michelle, we talk to people all the time who say, I'd love to live somewhere else, but I don't know what to do with my stuff. I'm going to draw a picture for you, and I'm hoping you can help us with this. What would you do if you were faced with a person, let's say that they bought the house 20, 25 years ago. At that time, they had small children. Now the children are all out on their own, and their house is filled with decades worth of stuff. Where would you start with them? How would you help them start the process of simplifying their life?
Well, I would first ask them if their children have any interest in their stuff. And you told me they had them 20 years ago, which tells me that there's a good chance that they might not be interested in their things, since the younger folks today don't seem to want their parents' things as often anymore. So I might ask them about, have they considered donating it or passing it on to somebody else who might really benefit from some of their things.
Okay. So donate it to the kids. What else might they consider doing?
Well, if the kids don't want it, then they could consider a local charity, or maybe they're involved with a church or a synagogue who needs those things. Or, you know, what I always ask what causes they care about. So maybe it's people who are reentering the workforce, or for whatever reason did not have a home of their own and are getting a new home again, like maybe after incarceration or addiction or something. So that might be a cause that they care about. Or maybe they're involved in a church or synagogue who has other philanthropies that they're contributing to. And those kinds of places are often looking for people's homes goods.
Right. I find that a lot of people, and Michelle, you might find this as well, a lot of people, they know that they can donate stuff. They know that they should give stuff to their kids, but they're having a heck of a time even thinking about each individual object and where that object should be donated or given or whatever. Do you find that happens? I can't hear you. Oh my God.
Oh no. Michelle,
come back.
Hi, here I am.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are you?
We don't know what happened.
My voice connection to you failed, it said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll just keep going. So, you know, there's often times where people, they're looking in their living room. They know they should have less stuff, and they know that they can give away the stuff that they decide to let go of, but they don't even know how to begin the process of deciding what to let go of. Do you have any advice for somebody like that?
So I kind of asked them to, you know, get a sense of looking around, what are the things that are really important to you? And sometimes, you know, I'll just ask them for a quick little story, like what about this and what about that? And usually you can see people, they'll kind of have they'll light up, or they'll have an emotion about something. And that to me will indicate that that's something that's really important to them. And so those would be the things that I would want to focus on them maybe keeping. And then the things that they just kind of have a different reaction, like, you know, ew, I don't care. I don't know why I have this. And those are the obvious let goes, and let's get rid of those really quickly. But it's kind of just starting the process. And I like to usually start in an area that's a little bit harder for them, like that might have some of the more sentimental items that they're hanging on to for one reason or another. They're kind of legacy things, or from the family, or heirlooms, or things like that.
That almost sounds like that book, the Magic of Tidying.
Oh, the
Marie Kondo.
Well, yeah. Yep. Like, does it make happy?
Does it? Yeah. One? No. Does she said? She says, "You hold it in your hand, and does it spark joy?"
Oh, I say it to my husband because he has like 100 T-shirts. I'm like, "Do all those T-shirts bring you joy?" Is what I say.
Well, she says you have to hold each one in your hand.
Okay.
So it sounds, Michelle, like you're almost doing that, like object by object, saying, "Look at this one object. Does that spark joy? Does that have meaning to you? Then you can keep it," as opposed to looking at an entire room and going, "Oh my God, I can't deal with the room." Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, just kind of like starting somewhere. So a lot of times we'll start in one place and kind of go all the way around the room. And which I find to be a lot more effective than kind of doing, you know, what I call ping ponging and jumping from place to place, from the living room to the dining room to the bedroom, because then it just kind of starts to overwhelm and confuse people.
Yeah, it just seems like that's almost a eating the elephant one bite at a time kind of approach.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of a way to go through, and it also gives them the chance to kind of, I guess, sort of let go and say goodbye to some of the stuff, because for some people, depending on their scenario, then it's hard for them to let go of those things that they've had for a really long time that at one time might have been meaningful, or they do have sentimental attachment to. So if we're able to kind of, you know, go and look at them and honor them and release them, then some people are a lot more willing to part with their things.
Is there a common category of, I don't know, objects or something that people commonly want to hang on to that after working with you, they realize, you know, maybe we don't need to keep that category?
Papers.
It's papers. Yes, certainly papers. In terms of stuff, I find it to be more things that were inherited from a loved one, you know, somebody or relative. But even though I've also seen where it can be a relative that wasn't necessarily a loved one, but because they were a relative, then they're hanging on to it because they feel like they should. So it's kind of like that guilt and obligation in some cases, coupled with the legacy of the family, you know, that family stuff.
I see this all the time. I'll see somebody who's, you know, they're probably close to retirement themselves, And a much elder relative, usually a parent, has passed away, and their entire house full of contents is now in my client's house. Now they've got two households full.
Ugh.
And they don't know what to do with any of it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We.
But I see what she's saying, because you know what? I have stuff from my mom that like I've kept, and I'm like, why have I kept this? Just because it was my mom's. Like, it has no purpose.
Yeah.
But I do keep stuff just because it was my mom's stuff.
I'm really fortunate. I have five brothers who like to keep things. And so I managed to get, I convinced my brothers to take most of my parents' stuff.
Oh, I take good it one.
Yeah. It was diabolical. They're going to hear this podcast and go, "Oh, that's what she was doing."
Yeah, like, here,
it was planned.
Yeah. I'm not the keeper of things. I'm the thrower away of things. Mm-hmm. Well, so here's a question. So you're a professional organizer. I know that a lot of people think that they should do this on their own. What are some of the most common reasons that people don't hire help?
Well, I think in some cases, people feel a little bit of shame or embarrassment. Shame in the sense of, you know, why haven't I been able to do this on my own? I raised X number of kids. I ran such and such business. You know, why can't I do this? So they feel like they should be able to do it on their own. And in some cases, if it's gotten a little bit behind, then they might feel some embarrassment about the condition of their home or the amount of items that are in it, that they feel reluctant to have somebody, especially someone that they don't know, to come over and assist them.
Yeah, I would think that that would be it. Do you think that they're stopped because they're just unknowledgeable about the cost and they're afraid of it?
Sure, that can definitely be something that people are concerned about. And, you know, that they don't know what they're getting into and what the investment's going to be. Absolutely.
I think about that because I always think, like, I need an organizer to come, but I'm like, how much is it going to cost me? Like, and how long is this going to take?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I know that this is highly individual, but can you give us some idea? I mean, if somebody were calling you, Michelle, and say, I want to hire an organizer, how much is it going to cost me? How do you educate them?
So, it depends on the skill level of the professional organizer in the Southern California area. Then, a professional organizer's rates would average between, you know, anywhere from $50 to $150 per hour, generally, depending on their experience and who they serve and the kind of work that they're performing.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's no normal. So let me give you an idea. It is somebody who is reasonably neat and tidy. They're not a hoarder, but they do have, you know, a lot of paper, right?
And she's looking at me because I do have a lot of papers.
Well, yeah, and I don't do paper, so that's why I'm looking at her.
Yeah.
But somebody who's got a lot of paper and a reasonably large number of collectibles and mementos and tchotchkes and whatnot. And they just want you to help them declutter and get rid of stuff that's not necessary. Could you give an idea of how many hours worth of work that might be?
Yes. And, you know, the real answer is that it depends on how quickly or slowly a client is able to make decisions is really how I base it on. And, you know, so there are formulas about how long it will take to, for example, go through a box of paper. But what we need to consider is, does that box have, you know, one folder with 25 pieces per folder, or is it 25 different folders with one piece of paper each? So if there's a decision that has to be made and we're dealing with somebody who in some cases has a hard time making decisions, then you can quickly see how the process is going to get slowed down. Okay. So it's always my commitment to go as fast as the client will allow me to, but understanding that we have to allow for what I call the human condition, meaning that in that paperwork, if we find things that might be sentimental or from a happier time or a sad time, then that could kind of slow down the process a little bit.
Right. Okay. Got it. So how does one find an organizer, and what questions should you ask of an organizer to identify if this is a good hire or not?
Well, I like to, you know, encourage people to really like ask the questions that they really want to know. How does the person work? What kind of training or education do they have? How would they treat their things? You know, do they make them get rid of everything? You know, just kind of like, what is their style and philosophy about this kind of work? I will say that it's very personalized, and it really should be somebody that you feel a real fit with and a connection with, as opposed to just, you know, shopping based on price. Right. It should be somebody that you feel like you can trust to come into your home, like, you know, because we're literally in your life and, you know, sometimes in your nightstand, in your medicine cabinet, with permission, of course, but it's really a personalized, intimate service that should be somebody that you feel like you're okay, that, you know, showing them kind of, you know, everything about you.
It almost sounds like you would want to pick your organizer like you would pick, you know, a therapist
or a friend.
A friend.
I'm like,
well, yeah. Well, seriously, I mean, it'd be great if you had a friend who was an organizer, but yeah. I mean,
it would. Yeah. But I think it is, because it kind of, you know, some people, it's certainly not therapy, but a lot of people will consider the organizing process as therapeutic, in that there's kind of a real sort of an awakening that happens for a lot of people, and usually a whole lot of relief, which I think is, you know, why many people seek therapy in the first place, is to kind of heal from something that was bothering them or they were feeling stuck from.
Do you organize like that? Every single aspect of someone's house, like you were saying, medicine cabinets, you do that too, like in kitchen, every single part of the house?
Yeah. So I say that I do people's home, work, and life, because I feel that it's all related. And so we can't really have one without the other. Now, that being said, sometimes people say, I just want you to focus on the kitchen. So if that's, you know, what they are hiring me for, then we'll only focus on the kitchen. But a lot of times they'll find that the kitchen is really related to something in the garage that might be exercise equipment, right? Because there's that, you know, in the kitchen, then there's all kinds of a healthier lifestyle that they're trying to achieve but haven't really implemented in the right ways. And so there are things in the garage that are related to that, which also has to do with a personal growth program that they're embarking upon. So it kind of all is related when you really think about it. It's not just about the stuff and clearing somebody's clutter.
Now, you mentioned when we were talking before the start of this show about a free like thing that you do. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's my virtual Get It Done Day. And it's the first Friday of every month. And it's kind of my my give back to the people in my community that have worked with me or are considering working with me or another professional organizer for that matter, to kind of support them in getting their own work done. And what I find is that we all have really good intentions. And for whatever reason, things get bumped in our lives where we say we're going to do something like, you know, organize our photos or our kids' artwork or whatever it might be, start to go through our stuff so that we can begin to downsize, but we don't get to it. So on the first Friday of every month on my virtual Get It Done Day, then I support people in doing whatever they've been meaning to do organizationally, that they can come on, be with a group, and we'll do it. We do it over the Zoom platform. And it's a chance for them to get the ball further down the field with whatever they've been meaning to get to, but for whatever reason have not been able to do so to date.
What is the Zoom platform?
Zoom, it's like a video conference.
Oh, so like I'm chatting with other people that are
also clutter maniacs.
Unorganized?
They don't have to be unorganized. They just have to be trying to work on something they've been meaning to get to, but some of them consider themselves unorganized and some of them feel like they want to work on, a project that they just haven't been able to get to yet.
Oh, okay.
Sounds a little bit like group therapy for people who need to move the ball forward.
Yeah, well, I kind of think of it like study hall. But what I do is
I was in study hall. That was... Oh, yeah. I was
thinking this would work well for me because I need someone like sitting by me. If I need to organize, I don't care if you're helping me, but as long as someone's near me, I can organize better.
Are people like doing the projects during the virtual Get It Done or just kind of?
So we get on at the top of the hour. So we start at 9 Pacific time and everyone on the call will commit to what they're going to work on. And then they go and do it. And some people will stay on camera because they're at their desk working on something on their computer. Maybe they're organizing their files, for example. And then other people might turn off their camera and go actually do it. Then we check back in at 10, and on the hour up till 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I will support them. Sometimes they have questions. They might text or call me, you know, during that time. So it's just my way to kind of coach them and help them move forward with whatever they've been meaning to get to.
Can I get on there since I haven't had you organize my space yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Karn's all over this one.
Well, I'm thinking about it. When my husband tells me to like organize something, I put it in a bin and I put it in the attic.
Well, you can't put it in the attic anymore.
No, I have a new attic space.
Oh, you still have attic space.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where stuff goes to die.
That's pretty common. We call that the party swoosh. You know, we have a saying, you know, we should have a party every week because that's, you know, when people usually kind of clean up the most. And so you put everything into a bin or a bag. But the thing is, then we have to ultimately empty that bag. Or once we finally do, we realize that we've already replaced, you know, that iPhone charger or lint roller or all the stuff, you know, the gift cards and the things that we shoved in the bag and we're looking for. We went out and replaced again. And so now we have two or more of them.
I do that.
Right? That's really awesome. Well, we know that lots of people need to deal with their stuff in order to simplify their lives. And simplifying your life is a big theme for us this quarter and next quarter, actually, at Digs. So we are actually throwing a Simplify Your Life event October 18th at 6 p.m. here at Digs. Michelle is going to be one of our presenters, and she is going to share with you some tips and some tricks on how to get this done, how to organize, how to simplify your life for your physical stuff. We will also have an estate planning professional, and she will be there to help you simplify all of your paper stuff. You're not physical paper, your legal stuff, and getting your estate in order, your affairs, knowing what it is that you're doing. And I will, of course, be there to help you figure out how to simplify your physical home by getting you into a home that maybe serves your lifestyle better where you are today. So that might be getting into a one-story home or maybe getting into a condo, someplace where you can shut the door and maybe travel for 3 months if that's what floats your boat. So October 18th, Michelle, you're gonna be there. We're really look forward to having you.
I'm so excited. It's gonna be a great event.
It's gonna be a great event. And you can come armed with your questions. You might have a physical, you know, a very pointed question. It's like, Michelle, don't know how to get to my garage.
Oh. Yeah. I was thinking, I'm wondering, do you come with like a organizing kit?
I do.
You do? Oh.
I know. I was like, I need an organizing kit.
No, serious.
I was thinking she must have like a little kit to get you started, right?
Yeah. Plastic garbage bag.
Yeah, what is in your kit? No.
Okay. What's in the kit? We want to know. Can you tell?
I can. So I don't generally leave the kit with the client because the idea is not to leave them with more stuff. It's hopefully to help them to release stuff. But, you know, in the kit are things like Sharpie markers, a tape gun, trash bags, definitely. Sometimes like wipes for cleaning, things like bungee cords and cable ties for wrangling cords. Ziploc bags to put stuff in. So all the things that will help to better organize the things and label it so that it becomes really clear what the next step is with things. Are they going to get saved? Are they going to get stored? I hope not stored. And are they going to get passed on? In which case, where are they going?
Hmm. We should have a
bit some secrets and surprises in the kit as well.
Yeah. Ooh, secrets and surprises.
No, because I like a kit. So I was like, I would work well if I had an organizing kit.
Yeah, and then you're just gonna have more shit in your house.
Well, that's okay. Well, I would organize everything with my kit.
No. Okay.
Karen, I think you're my people. I know it.
Yes. I am your people. Yes. And I want a kit.
Okay. Well, Michelle, we've run out of time, but this has been awesome. We're really excited to see you on October 18th. We're gonna start promoting that so people can start RSVPing. And I will have some of your resources down below. If people want to get a hold of you right now, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
They can call me or text me at 818-519-2938, or they can visit me on my website at www.awaywithchaos.com. And incidentally, if they'd like to come to Get It Done Day on this Friday, the September 7th, then they can register right there at awaywithchaos.com/events.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we can't wait to see you October 18th.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Okay.